News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We're going to stay with the nursing dispute now, because we are joined by Noel Rock, Dublin North West TD, government TD. Noel, just your response, your reaction to the decision of the INMO to consider strike action.
Well, look, I think anybody listening, Shane, would say they would be concerned and alarmed by the idea that our already stretched health service would be facing some strikes and facing some withdrawal of services. But on the other hand, you know, if 95% of nurses have voted in favour of action, and I've met with these nurses, I've met with the INMO, clearly they feel in great numbers that something is not right with their remuneration and something's not right with the way they're being looked after. But that's set against the backdrop, of course, of an existing public sector pay agreement, which was only agreed to by that very union only a number of months ago. And you have the Minister of Finance saying that another further pay rise right now just isn't possible. And you have the biggest public sector union, Forza, who don't specifically represent these people, saying that further pay increases for other sectors will inevitably follow on if any additional agreement is reached.
Noel, are you saying, regardless of the merits or otherwise of this pay claim, this is something that the government just cannot grant?
It seems, looking at the maths of it, they simply can't. You know, you're looking at €300 million in the pay claim from the nurses and midwives alone, a 12% increase across the board. Now, I don't think anybody's saying no, no, no to everything. What the existing public sector pay agreement sets out is a raise of between 6 and 8%, particularly focusing on those lower paid people who entered nursing and midwifery since 2013. And so the question, I suppose, is, you know, do we stick by the public sector pay agreement that was only signed up to a number of months ago, or are we trying to pick and choose what we do here?
And what's your answer to that question?
Well, the math don't really seem to make sense, I suppose. But what I want to see really is cool.
So you're saying you have to stick to the deal?
Well, I think we have to get both sides back to the table. I don't think any dispute is ever resolved without engagement. And like, I think the last thing the health service needs right now is a strike. You know, we're looking at a situation here where we're coming out of a Christmas period where we had fewer trolleys this year, fewer people on trolleys this Christmas than last Christmas, where you have waiting lists finally reducing for a lot of elective procedures. But now this morning, unfortunately, I'm reading that a lot of surgeries and a lot of appointments for patients will have to be cancelled, because even though doctors aren't threatening to strike themselves, if nurses are striking and only working on an emergency basis, then unfortunately procedures will have to be cancelled. And I don't think anybody listening would like that. And I don't think any nurses listening would necessarily like that either. You know, these are devoted, dedicated healthcare professionals.
Okay, just to sum up, and not to try and put words in your mouth, are you sort of saying in summary to nurses, look, there is sympathy for your basic arguments, but this is not the time for a strike?
Massively sympathetic to their arguments. Of course I am. They get into this work to look after people. That's what they want to do.
And the timing of a strike?
Unfortunately, it's not good timing at all, of course. But then again, when is a good time for a strike, I suppose they'd say, in fairness to them. But right now what I'm saying is, let's let cool heads prevail. Let's get both sides to the table and let's see if some compromise can be reached. And I'm hopeful that it can be.